Welcome to Rocking Your Prayers. I'm your host, Dr. Alice Evans. Now, over the 20th century, the entire world became more gender equal. Or so I thought. But Pakistan has rocked my prayers. Female employment has slightly risen. Meanwhile, young Pakistani women are actually more sexist than their grandmothers. What's going on? So, let's first look at the labour market data. Female employment is well below the global average in Pakistan, Bangladesh and India. Women are far less likely to participate in the labour market than women in similarly wealthy countries. And that was true in both 1995 and 2019. Now, although Pakistani female employment is low, it has risen slightly. Now, Punjab is Pakistan's most densely populated province. Women rarely work outside agriculture. The overwhelming majority of Punjabis are also strongly opposed to female leaders, as we know from World Value Survey data. And in some villages, there are restrictions on female voting. There are collective agreements not allowing women to vote. Across Pakistan, women report major restrictions. Only 30% of female respondents to the 2013 Labour Skills Survey said they could go to local markets or health clinics alone. The vast majority need to be chaperoned. One-fifth of women reported never going to the local market. Never. Not once. Women who are not allowed to venture outside the home are also, surprise, surprise, much less likely to work. Fear and discrimination constitute further impediments. Most Pakistani women say they do not feel safe in public places. Surveyed Pakistani firms have usually expressed strong resistance to even hiring women. Now, even though Pakistan remains extremely patriarchal, gender gaps in labour force participation have actually fallen. In every single province, rural and urban women are now more likely to work. And this indicates that restrictions are loosening. And if you go to my Substack, you can see some nice data, which is varied by urban, rural, and also by province. Now, in rural Pakistan, women of all levels of education are much more likely to work in 2014 compared to 1992. In towns and cities, employment has risen amongst university graduates. And that makes sense. It fits a global trend. Skilled employment is both better paid, culturally esteemed, and psychologically rewarding. So that's the data on labour markets. Now what about ideologies? Even though female labour force participation has slightly risen, young Pakistani women appear much more sexist. So wife beating is justified by almost half of young women in Pakistan. That comes from a new paper by Busolo and colleagues analysing World Value Survey data and demographic and health surveys. Grandmothers are much more opposed. And that bucks a global trend since usually younger generations are much more supportive of gender equality. And in neighbouring India, attitudes are stable across generations. Like young and old women are just as likely to support, justify intimate partner violence. And it's not just intimate partner violence where we see these age-based variations in Pakistan. Take the question, when jobs are scarce, men have more right to a job. The overwhelming majority of young Pakistani women say that when jobs are scarce, men have more right to a job. There's young women who are saying that. It's like, for those born in 2000, 80% of Pakistani women are saying men have more right to a job when jobs are scarce. And compared to their grandmothers, young women are more sexist. And this hostility is corroborated by a recent Gallup survey by Leonardo Burstein and colleagues. Only 54% of Pakistani men say that women even have the right to work outside the home. What about education? So there's another question, which is university education is more important for a boy. 60% of young Pakistani women say that university education is more important for boys, whereas only 40% of their mother's generation concur. So this is super weird. There's another question. Both partners should contribute to household income. So, as you know, Pakistan is in deep, deep economic crisis. But younger people are far less likely to say that both partners should contribute to household income. If we look at Pakistan, it's like only 30% agree. In Bangladesh, it's even lower. It's like 10% will agree. Okay, what about household decision making? The vast majority of young Pakistani women say that they have no say in household decisions. So if we look at Pakistani women born in 1995 or 2000, only 30% will say they're contributing to household decisions. 70% will say their preferences are overlooked and ignored. Whereas in India, it's like women of all ages usually have a say. I have no idea what's going on here. I'm going to sneeze. Maybe. I apologize. Okay. So is Pakistan becoming more patriarchal? Something unusual is clearly going on in Pakistan. Because we have two paradoxes. On the one hand, female employment has risen slightly, though it remains well below the global average, even compared to similarly poor countries. On the other hand, younger women are more likely to justify wife beating, endorse male bias, and say that their preferences are ignored. Now, we lack panel data on attitudes. So the Busolo paper is just comparing women today, whether they're old or young. So it's impossible to say whether Pakistani youth are always more sexist or whether something new is impacting the current generation of young women. Now, both of these trends are super, super surprising because elsewhere in the world, younger women are the strongest proponents of gender equality. Furthermore, female employment usually fosters support for gender equality. Now, both of these seem flipped in Pakistan. And so what I'm doing, you know, I'll put my hands up and say I'm being totally useless. I do not have the answers yet. I just want to motivate further inquiry via this descriptive data. You know, is it true that young, you know, I'm a big believer that research should focus on the big trends, the big important trends. And so I wanted to, and I'm sharing this podcast because I want to shine a light on a big important trend that no one's even talking about. There's no research on this question, no policy interventions trying to work out what's going on. So, four questions for you. Are young Pakistanis becoming more patriarchal? If so, what's driving those sexist attitudes? And then how do we explain this conundrum whereby urban female employment has slightly risen while ideologies remain so sexist? And if there is a genuine trend of sexism, how can that be inverted? You know, what on earth is going on in Pakistan? Now, I have a couple of hypotheses, but these are probably wrong. So, first, back from 1978 to 88, strengthened religious laws, institutions, and madrasas. So there's been this Islamic revival. That's one possibility. Second, Saudi Arabia has, in its proxy war with Iran, been trying to export Wahhabism. And this has occurred through two mechanisms. One, as Saudi Arabia has given enormous volumes of aid to Pakistan, propping up mosques and madrasas. Secondly, there has been masses, well, millions of labour migrants going from South Asia to the Gulf, given wage differentials, and a lot of quantitative and also qualitative research show they tend to come back with more Wahhabist beliefs. So it's possible that Wahhabism is growing and that is encouraging patriarchy. But I'm not entirely persuaded on that. I don't know if that's the full explanation. Because if there's more Wahhabism, then why is female labour force participation simultaneously growing? Like, if people are becoming more patriarchal, why are women also entering the workforce? So I don't know exactly what's going on. Okay, here's a third idea. Does the incongruence of behaviour and attitudes indicate backlash? As slightly more women enter the workforce, are conservatives preaching that men have the authority to make decisions and beat the wives? Is this just backlash? Even though only a few more women are going into the workforce, the patriarchal norms are just being instilled. Okay, fourth idea. Pakistan has experienced horrific instability, insecurity, and economic crises. Has this fostered what Michel Gelfand terms cultural tightening? You know, threats like neighbouring Afghanistan may have made people less culturally permissive. That said, I did look at the regional variation. And, you know, one of the most patriarchal provinces is Punjab. And that's not bordering Afghanistan. So, You know, I don't know whether it's the threat of Afghanistan. I don't know what's going on. Now, I really want to understand what's happening. I think Pakistan is really important, both for our, you know, obviously it's a massive country, huge population. It's one of the most patriarchal places in the world. So I need to go. So I'm going to Lahore and Karachi for a month for qualitative research. I'm very keen to meet and learn from Pakistanis. So if you're in Pakistan, you'd like to meet, please, please, please contact me. Now, it's amazing. Google Translate is just absolutely fantastic for Urdu. I have a number of Pakistani friends. We've already tested the translation technology. So I'm pretty confident that I can do all my own Urdu interviews. But I need your help. So if anyone has Pakistani connections, Lahore, Karachi or elsewhere, please let me know. I'm also now doing a big global research project on how labor migration to the Gulf and also Saudi funding is leading to a spread of Wahhabism worldwide. So this is something I'm going to work on, you know, looking at how Wahhabist ideas have spread to Egypt, to Jordan, to Malaysia, to Indonesia, Pakistan and Bangladesh. There is not a global analysis, a globally comparative analysis of all these trends and how it interacts with institutions and organizations, etc. So that's what I want to work on now. And I'm very excited about this. I'm going to be dedicated to this. So, yes. So watch this space and stay in touch. And I hope you're all well. And if you have had any ideas about what's going on, or if you're working on this and I've somehow missed your research, please correct me. And I apologize for that omission. Thank you very much.